Time now for this week's Africa Report with Thandi Smith, Head of Programs at Media Monitoring Africa. Thandi, a very good morning to you once again. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, the Kenyan election results are out. Many are asking whether Raila Odinga is perhaps the most unlucky candidate in African history. Fifth time now that he's lost. But there was also a lot of misinformation post the Kenyan election result.
Yes. So, I mean, I know that, you know, people were really waiting in anticipation for this result. There was a lot of contestation and, you know, there was a lot of, I suppose, mis- and disinformation that impacted voting. And what people don't often, you know, what people tend to forget is that it's just as important post-election and post-election results to keep an eye out for mis- and disinformation. You know, the situation and the sentiment once the results have been announced, like in this case, we still see huge amounts of disinformation, and because we know that it has plagued the electoral process in Kenya thus far, it's important to keep an eye out for misinformation. Post result.
Talk to us about the impact of climate change on the Commonwealth Games.
So this is an interesting story that I picked up a couple of days ago. And it's something that I don't think we think about a lot or speak about much. And it got picked up in a couple of reports looking specifically at the Commonwealth Games. And I just thought it's really important to highlight. A couple of journalists were talking to some of the athletes about training for, this is specifically, like I said, to do with Commonwealth Games, but I think this impacts sort of athletics and sport across the board, where marathon runners, I think they were chatting to a Kenyan athlete who said it's actually becoming horrific to train for 2-3 hours in the heat, and this is impacting performance, and you know they're reporting of being directly linked to the climate crisis and climate change. So I just thought it was really interesting that some media are picking up the story and covering this, and I think it's something that's so important. We often talk about climate crisis and the climate change from a policy and government perspective, but this is a real life story about how it's impacting an area such as sport.
And then the return of the Nigerian artifacts, what's that about?
Yes, so this is also another interesting story that I picked up also a couple of days ago. Last week it was reporting that one of the London museums returning artifacts to Nigeria, and again, I think that this speaks to ongoing issues of coloniality. It speaks to ongoing issues of, you know, decades later, we still are not seeing, due process and correct implementation of what some countries have agreed to in terms of reprieve from colonial times. So we are seeing, it was just a couple of stories, but it also goes, it follows on from the there was a story about also returning artifacts to Ethiopia a little while ago. But in this case, it just sort of re-emphasizes the sort of colonial undertones of, you know, who are these, are the countries that, where these artifacts originate from? Do they have correct practices and facilities in place to hold and maintain these artifacts? And I just thought that was a really interesting, I wouldn't call it interesting, but quite offensive approach to take, you know. So I think it was just an interesting story because it doesn't get covered that often, these sort of cultural elements to colonial times and colonial practices. And I think media should be highlighting these issues far more than what we have seen.
Absolutely, Thani. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was this week's Africa Report with Head of Programs at Media Monitoring Africa, Thandi Smith.